Now start your meditation by making yourself physically comfortable. And just bring the mind back to the body with the breath. Make the breathing very comfortable as you begin to center and ground yourself. And then perhaps take a moment to set your intention for this healing meditation. And then as you start, then imagine your life like a timeline. And then in your mind's eye, begin to float up above your timeline, looking down on it so that you can enjoy the bigger picture, a higher perspective of all of your life. Then drift back over to the past, to just before the event which caused conflict or discontent, or before the chain of events that led to that event. Then in this place, this quantum field of infinite potential, create a platform in your mind, which is in front of you and slightly below you, onto which you can invite the person whom you want to cut cords with energetically. First, you want to start your own healing. So imagine a ray of light shining down on you. And this is the infinite source of love and light and healing. And you can open yourself up, connect with the infinite source of love and light and healing. Take in this healing light into all of your being. Draw down this bright divine healing light into every cell. Draw it into your energy field. This is the light that heals and informs, that transforms and enlightens, that energizes and uplifts you. Allow this light to purify every chakra, your endocrine glands, the nervous system, calming the nervous system. Allow this light into the organ tissues, every cell of the body, into the DNA. See and feel yourself become lighter and brighter. And feel the warmth and love of this healing light. And this light is infinite, so you can fill yourself up with as much as you need. You can fill yourself up to overflow. And when you overflow, overflow from your heart. And then channel this infinite source of love and light and healing from your heart to flow onto the platform. And in this way, you facilitate the healing of the person you're going to call up. Keep flowing the infinite source of love and light and healing through you and from your heart onto the platform. And then invite the person that you want to make peace with onto the platform. Visualize the energetic cords along which emotions and beliefs can flow backwards and forwards. And you can have a discussion in your mind with this person, clearing up any issues. And you do this higher self to higher self. At this level, you can have an honest discussion, which is free from defense or attack or any judgments, free from ego, saying everything you wanted to say. And the other person listens with the intention to understand, with openness, honoring the truth of the discussion. And this is a telepathic communication. And that means at some level, they're part of this and they get the communication. As you express yourself, say what you like and also say what you don't like. Mention what may cause you hurt, what may cause some sadness and frustration. And discuss what may offend your boundaries. Express your fears and also your vulnerabilities. And the other person may express theirs too. And they may be saying something that may offer helpful insights, bring perspectives and wisdom. And when they do, listen carefully, taking it in. Now take a few moments in silence as you continue this heart-to-heart, open and honest discussion. And then as part of your discussion, also say to this person, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. Do you love me? Do you forgive me? And hear and feel the forgiveness. Ho'oponopono. 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 Which means to make peace, to put things right. And the other person offers forgiveness too, and hear them saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. Do you love me? Do you forgive me? And you can reply, yes, of course, much like they reply, yes, of course, I love you, I forgive you. Hear and feel the forgiveness. Ho'oponopono. 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 Forgive any feelings, any negative thoughts, any perceptions, any unhealthy patterns too. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. When the forgiveness is done, you can thank one another for the learning experience. And then visualize and intend to cut the energetic cords, and you can do this with a cross arm movement or an imaginary light sword. When you cut the cords, this person will float off the platform and become one with the light. And remember, it's just the old perceptions and projections that float away now. So then you are free to reconnect afresh and for real. You can reconnect in a clear, healthy, loving, compassionate way. And you can be seen for who you are now, standing in your own true light, free from the past. And you can see the other person in their own true light again, creating new positive, compassionate perceptions. Perhaps see and feel yourselves embracing one another, sharing loving, supportive words as you reconnect in a healthy way. Take a moment now just to hear and feel yourself sharing those words and sharing how you want to relate afresh. And now you have a new clean slate, an official new beginning. This is the wonder of life. You can always start again. Every day can be a new beginning. And as you forgive and let go, you become whole again. This is healing, and ultimately the healing power lies inside you, as you are your own healer. Now, in this place of healing, have the intention to realign your unconscious mind with your conscious mind, and also with your higher conscious mind, three minds in one. Have the intention that the ego mind surrenders to the higher self, and the higher self lovingly embraces the ego, and you return into wholeness, into oneness. And then you can bring yourself back to your timeline And as you do, draw this healing light through to shine on your timeline, brightening it all up, clearing it all up. And as you come back to now, you can send this light out to the future of your timeline, paving the way for renewed, loving, supportive interactions. And as you bring yourself back, do so as your whole integrated higher self, from the heart, renewed, refreshed, restored. And then ground back into the now on your timeline, into the body, taking a refreshing breath and a stretch as you bring yourself around.